Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The Director General of Military Operations, DGMO, of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, yesterday said strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, the DGMO said they include strategic targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast.
I have no doubt in my mind that we achieved total surprise, and those strikes across those 9 terror hubs left more than 100 terrorists killed, including high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast.
Director General of Military Operations of India and Pakistan are expected to talk today again. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has advised citizens not to touch any unknown explosive material. In a social media post, NDMA said these explosive materials may be dangerous and cause serious injury or death. NDMA said that if people find any unknown material, they should inform local authorities immediately. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautama Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in countries like India, Nepal, Bhutan, Burma, Thailand, Tibet, Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, Cambodia, Singapore, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens and the followers of Lord Buddha all over the world on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. In a message, the president said that the immortal message of nonviolence, love and kindness given by Bhagwan Buddha, the embodiment of compassion, is the basic mantra for the welfare of mankind. The president wished that people adopt the ideals of Bhagwan Buddha in their lives and contribute in building a peaceful, harmonious and developed nation. Greeting all citizens on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in his message said that this sacred day marks the birth, enlightenment and Mahaparinirvana of Lord Buddha, whose profound wisdom acts as a north star in challenging times. He added that Lord Buddha's message of nonviolence, kindness and the middle path remains more relevant than ever in today's world, both for the individual and for humanity at large. International Nurse Day is being celebrated today around the world to mark the birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nipi Ryo, has greeted the nurses of Nagaland on International Nurses Day. In a social media post, Dr. Ryo commended their selfless service and unwavering dedication. As the backbone of our healthcare system, you strengthen our communities and economies. The Chief Minister said that the people are committed to supporting their growth for a healthier and more resilient future. International Council of Nurses, ICN, commemorates this important day each year. The theme for this year is Our Nurses, Our Future. Caring for nurses strengthens economies. The president of ICN, Pamela Cipriano, said in a message that every day, nurses deliver the care that saves lives, gets patients through their most vulnerable moments, and transform health systems.
Every day, in every healthcare setting imaginable, nurses deliver the care that saves lives, that gets patients through their most vulnerable moments, and that transforms health systems. Nurses are on the front lines, courageously caring for people during conflicts, natural disasters, and health emergencies, providing preventive care and managing chronic conditions to improve quality of life. You're innovating to transform health systems and advocating for transform health systems and advocating for accessible health care for your communities and for all people in the world.
The Chakasang Students Union, CSU, has called for an indefinite blockade on the movement of all government-registered vehicles, including those belonging to National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, and Ratna Infrastructure Projects Private Limited along the NH29 stretch between Chakabama-Kikrama. The union stated that it had given a reasonable time frame of over 6 months to NHIDCL and Ratna Limited to meet the demands and complete the project. However, both parties failed to fulfill their commitments, leading to prolonged inconvenience for commuters and the general public. The union informed that the blockade will begin at 6 a.m. today and will remain in place indefinitely. It has directed all stakeholders to comply with the directive and added that NHIDCL would be solely responsible for any incidents arising from the situation. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.